Hi, it's Patrick Hutzel from IntensiveCareHotline.com, where we instantly improve the lives of families of critically ill patients in intensive care, so that you can have peace of mind, real power, real control, and so that you can influence decision-making fast, even if you're not a doctor or a nurse in intensive care. In last week's blog, I've shown you the four ways you can overcome insurmountable obstacles once your loved one is critically ill in intensive care. You can read, watch, or listen to the update if you click on the link below this video. In this week's blog, I want to show you how to stop being intimidated by the intensive care team and how you will be seen as equals. One of the biggest challenges once you have a family member or a close friend in intensive care is the perceived power imbalance between you, your family, and the intensive care team. After all, intensive care is a scary environment, and it's in an environment that you most likely got to know without any preparation and or prior knowledge. And after the initial shock has worn off, and after the awareness has kicked in that you now have to deal with this scary, frightening, intimidating, and challenging environment, you have probably also realized that you, your family, and your critically ill loved one are now in a position where they are dependent on other people. The intensive care team is calling the shots, so to speak, and they are used to make decisions in an environment where you and your family feel challenged, overwhelmed, vulnerable, stressed, and out of your comfort zone. You and your family are often so overwhelmed by the events that are happening all around you, and you have no idea and no insights about how the intensive care team is making decisions and is coming to conclusions. You and your family, consciously or unconsciously, also feel intimidated by the intensive care team, and your perceptions about the intensive care team's perceived power and authority will most likely have taken over. After all, this is how most societies think and operate, that a doctor or a nurse knows what's best in an environment like intensive care. After all, you and your family are dealing with smart, educated, and professional people, right? Those smart, educated, and professional people within the intensive care team are also letting you know, whether through their tone of voice, through their body language, and just simply through their actions, that they have all the control, power, and influence in this situation. Again, this is how they've been trained and conditioned to behave. Their decision-making power and authority is rarely being questioned by families of critically ill patients in intensive care, and that's a big challenge, and that you and your family need to overcome. The reality is that if you, your family, and your critically ill loved one are finding yourself in one of the most challenging situations in your life, such as having a loved one critically ill in intensive care, you want to and you need to have as much peace of mind, power, control, and influence as possible. The reality and the fact of the matter is that if your loved one is critically ill in intensive care and is facing a situation where they are very unstable and in a very critical condition, or where they are in a life-threatening situation, or where they are in intensive care for long-term treatments and long-term stays, or if they are approaching their end of life in intensive care, the wheels that are in motion behind the scenes and the wheels that are in motion where and how the intensive care team is positioning your critically ill loved ones diagnosis and prognosis in a certain light that suits the intensive care team's agenda remains mainly hidden from you and from your family. The thing is that in more than 15 years intensive care nursing in three different countries, I have seen and I have learned things that you and your family have no idea about. You and your family are mainly oblivious to the fact the intensive care team has worked out their positioning way before you have even set a foot into the ICU, and especially in challenging end-of-life situations, in situations where your loved one is very critical and or unstable And or if your loved one is in intensive care for a long-term stay, you certainly don't want to be like 99% of families of critically ill patients who have no idea about what's happening behind the scenes and what's really happening in intensive care. Those families of critically ill patients have no peace of mind, no control, no power, and no influence, and the life and the well-being of their critically ill loved one is in the hands of the intensive care team only. Remember, you and your family and your critically ill loved one are in a once-in-a-lifetime situation where the level of control, power, and influence you and your family have will directly impact on the outcome of your critically ill loved one's stay in intensive care. The reality and the fact of the matter is that you want to belong into that tiny little 1% bracket of families of critically ill patients in intensive care who have peace of mind, control, power, and influence. You see, the intensive care team will not shed any light on how they are coming to conclusions and how they are making decisions, and they certainly won't tell you and your family what's happening behind the scenes in intensive care. Most decisions made by the intensive care team, especially when your loved one is in one of those challenging situations such as a critical and unstable situation, a long-term stay in intensive care, or a life-threatening situation, or a perceived end-of-life situation. If you and your family are like 99% of families of critically ill patients in intensive care, you won't question the authority of the intensive care team. You won't take a look behind the scenes, and you just take everything for face value. As you know by now, the very life and the very recovery and the very well-being of your critically ill loved one very much depends on the level of insights, power, control, and influence you have, and that will directly lead you to peace of mind. So, in order for you to stop being intimidated by the intensive care team, and in order for you and for your family to be seen as equals, you need to know that most decisions in intensive care made by the intensive care team are often based on the perceived financial viability of your loved one's stay in intensive care. Or, in other terms, does the intensive care team think they will make money or will they lose money if they continue treating your critically ill loved one? It's also dependent on the bed status in the intensive care unit and how many other admissions are waiting for a scarce, precious, and expensive intensive care bed that implicitly or explicitly weighs up your loved one's stay against other potential admissions. It's also dependent on how the intensive care team views you and your family. Do you and your family have an understanding about what's really going on? Are you and your family asking the right questions? Or do you take everything for face value? Are you and your family intimidated by the intensive care team? Because the unfortunate reality is that most families of critically ill patients in intensive care are intimidated by the intensive care team. The other thing where decisions are dependent on is research activities in the intensive care unit. Research is a multi-million dollar industry, and even more so in intensive care. 5, 6, or even 7-figure funding is going into research every year in intensive care units, so that doctors and nurses can publish papers about their research activities in intensive care. Guess who they do the research on? They do it on critically ill patients in intensive care, and the unfortunate and grim reality is that resources are often allocated depending on research activities. The fact of the matter is that one way or another, your critically ill loved one's case and treatment is being weighed against criteria that goes way beyond your critically ill loved one's prognosis and diagnosis. For example, if the intensive care team thinks that your critically ill loved one doesn't fall into a research category, then they may suggest a withdrawal or a limitation of treatment because it may be, quote unquote, in the best interest of your critically ill loved one, and therefore the intensive care team wants to focus on treating other patients where they can continue doing their research activities publish their papers and therefore attract more 5, 6, or even 7-figure dollar funding for more research activities. The same applies if your critically ill loved one is actually dying and therefore their suffering is prolonged. The intensive care team may suggest to you and your family to continue treatment because your critically ill loved one is falling into a research category and therefore a continuation of treatment is, quote unquote, in the best interest for the intensive care team, and it may unnecessarily prolong the suffering of your critically ill loved one, whilst the intensive care team may give you false hope with the same end result of your loved one dying whilst continuing their research activities. So, as you can see, decision making in intensive care when it comes to difficult situations is never linear and or straightforward. It depends heavily on what's happening behind the scenes, and it's dependent on the intensive care team's positioning, the politics, the intrigue, the psychology, the power play, and the dynamics. Most of all, if you don't know and if you don't quickly learn any of that stuff, you will continue being intimidated by the intensive care team because they have the upper hand and they keep you at arm's length if you let them. So how can you get to that all-important feeling of peace of mind, power, control and influence whilst your loved one is critically ill in intensive care? You get to that all-important feeling of peace of mind, control, power and influence when you download your free Instant Impact Report now by entering your email below. In your free Instant Impact Report, you learn quickly how to get real power and real control and how you can influence decision making fast whilst your loved one is critically ill in intensive care. Your free Instant Impact Report gives you in-depth insight that you must know whilst your loved one is critically ill or is even dying in intensive care. Sign up and download your free Instant Impact Report now by entering your email below. In your free Instant Impact Report, you learn how to speak the secret intensive care language so that the doctors and the nurses know straight away that you are an insider and that you know and understand what's really happening in intensive care. In your free report, you will also discover how to ask the doctors and the nurses the right questions, discover the many competing interests in intensive care and how your critically ill loved one's treatment may depend on those competing interests, how to eliminate fear, frustration, stress, struggle, and vulnerability, even if your loved one is dying. You get 5 killer tips and strategies helping you to get on the right path to control, power, and influence in your situation. How to stop being intimidated by the intensive care team and how you will be seen as equals. You'll get crucial behind-the-scenes insight so that you know and understand what's really happening in intensive care. And how you need to manage doctors and nurses in intensive care, and it's not what you think. Thank you for tuning into this week's blog, and I'll see you again in another update next week. Make sure you also check out our Your Questions Answered section, where we answer your questions, or send me an email to support@intensivecarehotline.com with your questions. This is Patrick Hutzel from intensivecarehotline.com, and I'll see you next week in another update.